be the change that you wish to see in your horses become both a foundation philosophy of our work here and a practical technique too that produces excellent results. But first, here's a cute little non-horse story about how these words came to mean so much to me. I bought this really pretty poster with the words from Gandhi, "You must be the change that you wish to see in the world," and I put it above our bed, put a nice frame around it. I was really drawn to it. When my friend Vivian Healy came to do the blessings and the feng shui on our new home at Rokeby, she noticed my beautiful poster and asked me, "Whose side of the bed is that on?" "Merv's, of course," I said. "I work really hard on myself and he doesn't do anywhere near enough." When I was writing this, I was literally sitting there with belly laughter. Wow, as I was writing it. said Vivian dryly, "I think you'd better change that to your side of the bed." So every time I lay down to sleep, I have this beautiful poster, "You must be the change that you wish to see in the world," above my head, reminding me that we cannot change other people. And in fact, when we try, it causes us all kind of problems. What we can do, however, is change ourselves, and all else literally and miraculously changes around us. I've seen the practical results of this over and over again with people as well as with horses. We're talking about horses today, though, about how be the change that you wish to see in your horse works so fabulously well to speed up practical change with a horse. So how? When we want our horse to have more confidence, then we have to address every cause of fear or anxiety in ourselves. It means that when we want our horse to release resistance, we have to notice and then release the resistance in ourselves. I talked on my blog a few weeks back. You want self-carriage? Then embody self-carriage in yourself. Clean up the nooks and crannies of poor posture that are in the way of your own self-carriage and get it for yourself first and watch your horse blossom. You want collection from your horse? Then find the ability for your own body to collect and wow, feel the change in your horse. You want your horse to pay more attention to you? Then you must pay more attention. You may have noticed that this be the change that you want to see in your horse has many levels. A spiritual level where you're taking ultimate responsibility for your part in the relationship, knowing that you cannot change your horse or their behavior, but you can help them by truly looking into and changing yourself. Then there's a more practical level to it, where you can feel into your own body, do whatever needs doing in yourself to fix what's going on in your own body and see the practical result in your horse. No matter what the problem is that you're having with your horse, you can feel into yourself. You can feel into your own body for the source of the problem. Oh, yeah, I hear you. The real source of the problem may well be in your horse. He or she may have a tension or a weakness somewhere, but in your connection to them, in the way that you feel your connection to your horse, you will be able to feel that problem in your own body in whatever way is your unique sense of feel. And feel will give you the keys to the kingdom of horses. So, here's your mission, should you choose to accept it. Next time you are either riding your horse, or if you don't ride, working with them to achieve a task, then feel into your own body for the moment in which your horse is not able or is not willing to do what you ask. Notice everything about how you feel the brace, the resistance, the horse's inability to give you what you want for whatever reason, even if you think it's just them saying no. Notice how it is that you are feeling that in your own body. That's the goal of this lesson, simply noticing how you feel in that very split-second moment when your horse is unable or unwilling to give you what you want. You're not fixing it, not this time. You're not even wanting to help your horse to fix it at this time. Just practice pinpointing the moment. Sink into that moment with your horse with soft, eyes. And create the opportunity for understanding what's going on behind. For example, if physical feel is one of the things that you experience easily, if you feel inside your body, Take your attention inside your body in that centering kind of breath that we've been doing for so long now. Then you'll be able to physically feel your horse's tension in your own body. And with that feeling can come understanding. If energetic feel is your thing, then as you feel into your own body, you will notice the energy blockage somewhere. And as you notice that, as you pause on that in that moment, you are creating an opportunity for understanding. Just soft eyes, pausing on it and waiting and noticing everything about it. If emotional feel is your thing, then as you feel into your own body, you will notice the emotions around whatever this problem is with your horse. And as you notice that, as you pause on that, you are opening yourself up to understand what is going on. You're not trying to fix anything. Your job in this lesson is just to notice that tiny split second moment when they're either unwilling or unable to do what you ask. If mental feel is your thing, then as you quieten your mind and allow the thoughts and ideas to flow, then you will know when your horse reaches this moment, when they are unwilling or unable to do what you ask. Pause there in that split second. Notice everything about how you are feeling your horse in this moment and create the opportunity for understanding to flow. Just pause there with soft eyes and notice everything about how you are feeling your horse in this moment. If heart feel is your thing, then use that feel to notice the very split second moment that your horse cannot or will not give you what you're asking for, and pause there, opening up and creating the opportunity for understanding to flow. Gosh, you can feel the excitement around the possibilities already, can't you? I need a guinea pig for the second half of this lesson, please, which will probably be a simulation in the chair on the other end of the phone, or I'm open to it being a video. If you've got a video showing you experiencing the first part of this lesson, then we can talk you through feeling into the problem and a solution. So put your hand up if this interests you. We can worry about the technological aspects later. They're fairly easy. You just need to be able to video and load up onto YouTube and have phone or Skype. Those are the two elements that make everything work. You can leave everything else to me. Good posture is a major key to success with this. You will be more likely to feel the very edge of that brace or resistance or that feeling that they can't or won't or unable to do what you want if you are in effortlessly powerful posture. So that's an absolute key to success. So if you're having any trouble with that feel, then go back and do some of your seated or walking posture lessons, depending on whether you're standing or riding. Okay, hope you enjoyed the first of our real advanced lessons. I'm going to be enjoying this. I can feel it. See you next time.